I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Peyton?
Only in my league.
Aficionado or expert? There's a difference.
Yeah, I was going to say if she's going to participate, she should participate in everybody's league. But no, she's only participating in mine.
So maybe she likes you just as much as she likes Barry.
She tried to give me that BS, which isn't true. The real story is that her fiance lives closest to the Twin Peaks that I'm doing my draft at. So she's joining my league. So if you don't get into my league and you wanted to get in, you know where to go. You know where to go to complain, which tree to bark up, if you know what I'm saying.
There's one spot. You're one spot short.
So I'm not going to have 9 in me. 8 is enough because she's in.
You're not going to have 9 in you?
I didn't say in me.
Oh, no, you did.
It definitely sounded like that.
Well, you definitely are not the person I wanted to hear that from.
I feel like you just said I'm not going to have 9 in me.
Yep. No Mia Khalifa moment for me.
How much do you get paid for that? We know it's $1,000 for straight up one-on-one.
I think that's the one you can't talk about on the air.
Better be a grand per. I'm going to walk away with 9 grr, or I'm going to be upset.
Well, there's going to be plenty of grr if that's the case. I know that.
No doubt about it. All right, speaking of that topic of, you know, nudity and whatnot. So this whole Whitney Cummings thing.
Yes.
Pretty crazy. So she had posted something on her, I think it was her IG story. It was one of her, you know how everybody has their own story now. IG has a story, Facebook has a story and whatnot. Well, she had posted, it said, here was her tweet. In April, I accidentally posted an Insta story that showed nipple. Once I realized, I deleted it. Mm-hmm. The people who took screen grabs are trying to get money from me now. Some said they have offers to sell them. Some are asking for money to not post the photo. That was tweet number one. Tweet number two said, they all must think I'm way more famous than I am, but they also must think I am way more easily intimidated than I am. If anyone is going to make money or likes off my nipple, it's going to be me. So here it is, all you foolish dorks. So then she tweeted out a picture of herself nude with her nipple in the tub.
Oh, she sure
and
did.
It's pretty standard, run-of-the-mill, average white girl nipple. It's nothing like where you're like, oh, man, look at that. That is the best nipple. It's just a standard. Like I said, it's just it's not that big of a deal, but they tried to extort her. So she tweeted that out. And then here comes other comedians.
That's
now.
That's the dude that was on her
Chris
show.
Chris D'Elia is the first one to tweet out a picture of himself in his underwear. And then Bert Kreischer tweeted, and he hashtag I stand with Whitney. Hey, Whitney Cummings, I hate what these dorks tried to do to you. Here's an embarrassing picture of my testicles after I fell off a water slide.
Oh, my God, and he did.
Of course, I retweeted it, and I was like, oh, that looks like a hornet's nest. It doesn't look like.
That's what that was? That I saw it, and I immediately X'd out of it. I had no idea what it was.
You can't not see that. I saw it.
When I retweeted, I was like, y'all be careful. Don't kick this hornet's nest because it doesn't look.
I thought you were looking at Antonio Brown's feet. And the next thing I know, you're showing me some guy.
It looks like Shaq's big toe.
God.
God, it was so disgusting.
Yeah, so.
But shout out to Bert for doing that, because he would be one guy that's willing to do that.
He sure did. If you want to see it, at Barry is Funny, I retweeted it. It's somewhere in the timeline, but I don't recommend it, but I just found it to be funny. And it does look like a hornet's nest in a way. So that, but I thought it was cool that comics, male comics, were coming to her, not defense, but just to her side and saying, hey, look, if you're going to be embarrassed, so will we. And Bert, you know,
what about female comics?
I'll just show my balls. Whatever.
What about female comics?
I guess so.
No, that's, female comics not posting out pictures?
You know what? I should probably click on the...
Women should stand together.
I know. All female comics right now, tweet a picture of your nipples. Right now. I think if you're all...
Yeah.
You know...
Support Whitney.
That's right. Do it. Do it for... Oh, okay. So then there's this
Trace
guy.
Trace is about to tweet at you right
now. Oh, my God. This large, hairy-chested man showed his nipple, and it looks a lot like Whitney's nipple, if I'm being honest.
It's, no, it does not.
No, it really does. This man right here. You can see it on the stream, too. It looks
a lot more hair, but similar, I guess.
Yeah, it's not very attractive, but he did it. So I'll scour the hashtags and see, but I Stand With Whitney is the hashtag, and we'll see. Well, there's Bert's beehive again. That is front and center, but I'll see what else is out there.
You really have to not care and just to put that out there?
I don't know what happened to the top of it. It looks like a balding man. Just at the top. It's very weird.
I think you've examined it too much. I don't want to see it ever again.
Look, it's
stop
right there.
It. No, I'm not looking at it again.
No.
It's why are you being so
dude,
because overly...
I didn't expect to see it the first time. You're like, nope, right there. And I was like, yep.
It's just the human body, Joel. It's a very natural thing. It's not
a
big
deal.
It was
tea leaves and you're going straight to the tea bag.
Not a big deal at all. Oh, I didn't need to see that.
Good. I don't know what it was, but good. You deserve it.
Oh no.
Well, what is it? No, don't show me. Tell me.
Tom Segura said, I just learned that. Oh, that's disgusting. That can't be true. This is awful. Just learned that some real jerks tried to extort my friend Whitney Cummings with a stolen photo from her phone. Well, here's one of mine. I accidentally put my pee-pee in a jacuzzi jet, but it was a faulty light.
Oh, no. He did
Bro,
not.
That's disgusting. It looks like a pack of ground meat. Oh that's no. So nasty. I need to get off this hashtag. This is not for me. I thought this was going to be fun.
You brought it up, and now you're going to have people that are going to have bad dreams for like months.
Well, I was hoping that a lot of female comics would be like, yeah, here's our nipples too. Nope. Not a single one. And I'm not talking about Amy Schumer either. I don't need to see that.
I forgot. Remind me, what was that situation again?
What, Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't need to see her nipple.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
I want the female comics to also support, but not her. I don't really
Who's
need to see.
Who's the hottest female comic out there? Don't say Sarah Silverman.
No.
Although
good
I would.
Question. I will tell you. Are you talking famous? Or if I just gave you a name to Google and she does comedy, you'd be like, okay. Because that's Lauren Compton. Yeah, look that up on IG. Everyone listening will thank me. Go to IG and Lauren Compton, and you're all welcome. She's outstanding. So that's it. That's who I'm going to go with, the hottest female. It's I Am Lauren Compton, all one word.
And
Whitney's, when I Googled hottest stand-up comedians, Whitney's up there.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like 6 or 7.
So that's Lauren Compton, and she's a comedian.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So go check that out. I Am Lauren Compton on Instagram.
Oh, she's way hotter than
Whitney.
Oh, yeah.
Way hotter than Sarah Silverman, too.
I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah, she's not like a famous comedian, but she's becoming well known on Instagram because she's an actress in the stand up and all. She's got 150,000 followers almost. So, but she's hot. I'll tell you that. She checks that box for sure. I don't know about funny. I've never seen her stand up.
But she definitely checks as the an hot actor box. More.
Yeah. Well,
On her Instagram, no, but on her. On her wiki.
Oh, really?
It says just actor.
Well, I've seen... I mean, she has videos. I never watched them, but she has videos of her at, like, sure the Laugh Factory and stuff like that.
So, of the famous variety, who's the hottest comedian? Don't say Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't know, because I don't really look at him that way, to be honest with you. And I'm serious.
Tina Fey?
See, I don't think so.
But she's we're talking popular female comics only. And she would be classified as a pretty pop famous comedian, right? Or no?
Safe
or an actress.
To say no one's coming close to this girl right here.
I would agree with that. Yeah. No, nobody's coming close to. Well, that was
a poor choice of words. Like, also at the improv and other things.
So. Yeah. So I just Googled hottest female comedians just to see if I agree or not. Liza Schlesinger, I would say no. Chelsea Peretti, no. Aisha Tyler, she's all right. Nikki Glaser, no. Lana Glenn, no. See, I don't really think any of them. They have Tina Fey listed.
Aubrey Plaza's all right.
Jenny Marbles, no.
Gee, but I don't even know those names.
This Brittany Ferlin could get it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. I just saw it.
But if you don't know the name.
Yeah, I'm saying she's not that famous, so she's a Vine comic. Oh, that didn't even count. Get out of here. As soon as I saw Vine comic,
there you go, previewing scram. On the
It doesn't even
again.
Exist, right?
Beat it, kid. Yeah, Vine's not even around anymore. Yeah, sorry
Twitter
about your
got rid
career.
Of it, right?
Yeah. Sorry your career folded when Vine did. Get out of here.
Yeah, we need famous.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Something you can stew on. Later.
Okay.
All right, we're going to continue to roll
on. Ali Wong. She's always pregnant, though.
Well, that's her most famous stand-up was when she was pregnant. Yeah. So, like, everybody has that
baby
pregnant.
Cobra.
Yeah.
But Allie could be cute.
Oh, what about old girl that used to be a Raiders cheerleader that did
Paul Abdul?
Boom Kwee Kwee?
Oh, Angela Johnson?
Angela Johnson.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she used to be a Raiders cheerleader. So there's that. All right. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I made the switch to Infuse Energy about 3 years ago. I just re-upped with them. And why wouldn't I? Because of the fact that they've saved me thousands over my previous energy provider. And once I made the switch, they have taken care of me every single time. They have great customer service. They're always attention to detail. And they save me money along the way. You can try them too. Check out InfuseEnergy.com or just go 844-INFUSE2. 844-463-8732. You're going to get a live operator. And not an automated system. You're going to get people that ask you questions as much as you ask them because they want to pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and how they can help you best. That you mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit right off the top, and they'll go from there. And their ratings tell you all you need to know. 5 out of 5 stars on the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That means they do it better than anyone else. And that's what you need when you need an energy provider, like a trusted friend. They're never going to try and screw you over, pull the wool over your eyes. In the rare occasions, there's another company out there that can beat their rates for exactly the plan you're looking at. They're going to tell you who it is because you may not go with them this time, but you're going to go with them sometime because you know that they were honest enough to tell you what the best deal was. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Check them out and infuse energy into your life.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Okay. Hey, rolling back. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Final hour of the show. One last reminder. We've got a couple of spots left, and because Courtney took one, I don't know if this is 3 or 2, but we were supposed to take at least the first 2 callers, 3:30. To get the final 2 slots. Right, but Courtney's taking one of mine. So call quickly at 3:30.
Yes.
For your chance to win.
To get on Team 9 and Me.
Nope, that's not what it's going to be called.
That's not going to be the league name?
No. But I will say this.
Really?
A great idea.
I think that would be a great league name for you.
And yours is going to be Dick Sweat.
Yeah. Congressman.
No congressman involved.
Dick Sweat.
Just perspiration.
I'm naming it after him.
Okay.
Congressman. Who's supporting Joe Biden. No. Where are we on Simone Biles being the greatest athlete alive right now? I know that's the discussion. She's doing amazing things. And I feel like because it's gymnastics, she's probably not getting the type of run
Completely that, agree. Lisa and I were talking about this.
Somebody else would, you know, like a Jordan-esque type of, but she's the Michael Jordan of gymnastics.
No doubt about it. And she's the, I would say she's the greatest gymnast ever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that, you know, a lot of athletes at this point in their career, and for a gymnast, she's actually considered kind of up there a little bit at 21, 22.
Yeah.
Because she's been in the game for so long. But normally at that time, you at that time in a career, sixth world championship, which ties the record. But when you look at what she's been able to do, most of the time at about now, there's a decline. She just did two moves, one on the beam, one on the floor exercise, that they said if they can do it one more time, if she can do it one more time, both moves will be named after her.
Really?
Yeah. She did this triple-double on the floor exercise.
Yeah.
And she did this beam dismount, both of which has never been attempted or executed before. She executed both. And you look at it, and then someone slowed it down on the internet, and you're like, when you see everything she does when she gets airborne, she's actually upped her game.
Yeah.
As she's just achieved
It's amazing.
True greatness. She's fantastic.
It's crazy. And, you know, I mean, gymnastics isn't a sport that moves the needle necessarily, but
I think during the Olympics it does.
Sure. And but when you consider what she's doing and the things that she's doing in women's gymnastics, it's pretty cool. Actually, you know, so she knows she lives in my neighborhood, right?
You've mentioned – I know she lives up north, but I didn't know
she lives in our neighborhood. And Nora and my sister-in-law, Nancy, saw her at Kroger just – walking around, grocery shopping, and I mean, to me, maybe I'm just, my perception is wrong, but doesn't she look like she's ridiculously muscular?
Yeah, she's short and muscular. Yeah. She is.
They said
I've seen her in person.
They said that she's short, but she doesn't look as muscular in person as she does on TV, that she just is like, she just, but she's tiny.
Like, oh, she's
just a tiny, like, tiny little thing.
And I've seen, and I hope more people act like this, but I've seen her with her boyfriend out in public.
Mm.
And it's just like, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Don't bother him. I mean, because her schedule and everything that she goes through with travel and everything like that, I mean, she just did these world championships, and they said they thought last night she was finally going to be able to come home. And the world championships, I think, wrapped up on like Saturday night.
Yeah.
And there's such excruciating travel and commitments
airport.
And everything else. Yeah. That you just want to give her space when she has some downtime. And she's handled herself, obviously, the pun is, no pun intended, but she's handled herself like a champion throughout because of all this Larry Nassar stuff with all this different things with the Carolis and everything else. You know, she's free to express her, she freely expresses her opinions. But you know what? When it's time to go out there and do the job, she absolutely performs better than anybody else.
No doubt. And then, you know, she has that. She's opened her own training center.
Yeah.
Right up there. So if you go like Rayford and 99, which is on the far north side, but it's
that's the Shenandoah side?
Cut and shoot side.
We're close.
No, I don't know what's, I don't think it's, no.
Cause,
I don't know
because when
hell
we
it
went
is.
Up there, didn't you say the one side is what? One neighborhood.
Oh, that's 45, but I'm talking about where 99 and Rayford intersect. No, it's, I'm sorry, 99 and Burnham Woods, but whatever. But she's got this huge.
It's called like the Champions Academy?
Yeah, World Champions Training Center or something like that. And she's there all the time. That's the crazy thing is I'll drive by, you'll see KHOU there. You know, people are trying to do stories and stuff, but she's there training, which is, it's the weirdest thing when you think about it. It'd be like going down to a high school track in your neighborhood and Carl Lewis is out there just running sprint. You're just like, this is a world-class athlete, and she's just, you know, training. I'm sure she goes, you know, on off times as well, but she'll make appearances there all the time. It's pretty crazy.
It's obviously very cool that she's from this area.
Uh-huh, very cool.
And again, because she's so well-spoken and because she endears herself to so many people because of her honesty, I can see her having a career in broadcasting when she's done.
Totally.
Because she was actually interviewing. I remember seeing her at Super Bowl Radio Row, and she was the one doing the interviews. And I felt like she was conducting the interview, and more people were interested in her than the person she was interviewing.
And I was going to say, not limited to just gymnastics. She's someone that could transcend just her sport and get into other things. I mean, she did Dances with the Stars already, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Somebody's texting and says, guys, do we really need to further publicize precisely where she lives, given how outspoken she is? What the hell are you talking about? It's all public information.
Yeah.
Have you? I mean, she was at a Kroger.
When
bro.
She won the when the she won the last about? Gold, didn't they have a parade in her neighborhood for her?
Yeah.
Such a weird text.
It's not a listen. All that's trust me. It ain't that hard to find. Somebody also texted and wanted to know what was the referral code for Infuse Energy so they can sign up.
Oh, you just can call and ask for Josh or say you're a usual suspect and listen on ESPN 97.5.
They'll take care of you.
Yep.
Boom. And then someone else said, speaking of the whole Whitney Cummings nipple slip, not slip, but nipple shot in the, they said, here's what's going to happen now. Her publicity stunt claimed extortion. The feds will want to investigate that regardless, and she will have a Jussie Smollett moment where she has to admit that there was never any, quote, nerds or dorks, and it was an attention grab, and I know this because I'm a time traveler. Okay. Wow. I don't think that a respected female comedian would post her nipple as an attention grab.
I was surprised by that, but she did. She lived up to it and put it out there.
Yep.
So credit to her for doing that. Didn't need to.
And then I mean, there was a lot of tweets on her account where she talked about, I'm not going to name them because they might be kids, but, I'd certainly be pursuing legal action. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's just, look, and for whatever the reason, obviously there's too many people that get involved due to social media and then they make themselves a part of any process. But when you're starting to try to extort money from people, that's a problem.
Big issue.
And that's a crime.
JJ Morris on Twitter said, Barry, I've seen Simone Biles at Walmart over there, Two Below's, the donut shop. She's very nice. She doesn't mind talking to anyone. She's just a regular person.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's just another reason why you love her even more, because she's a great athlete. But look, and believe me, I've had my share.
Is she the greatest athlete in the world right now? I know we got to go to break. And when we get back,
we'll talk about it.
Let's have that debate.
Okay. All right, there you go. All right, so we've got plenty to get to in the final half hour of the show.
3:30.
And, your final chance to win, give us a call, 3:30, top two spots for sure. Get into my fantasy football league, 713-780-3776. Watch your clocks. We'll be back with the final half hour right here on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the time is now. Twin Peaks Fantasy Football, my league. Switchboard inundated.
League 9 in me.
Not what the league's going to be called. I mean,
it's not.
Nope. And I don't care if you call your league Team Dick Sweat. It's just, I don't care.
You have to specify that it's congressman.
I don't have to specify congressman. It's just a guy's name that you're very fond of.
No.
I didn't say fondle. I just said fond of.
No, not fond of. I am not a big fan of Dick Sweat. The congressman,
where are you on Batwing?
The congressman from New Hampshire.
What about Batwing?
I'm not going to go there. That's their thing.
Batman? Okay.
Batman we can discuss.
Okay. Bert Kreischer. You're speaking about the... Bert Kreischer. Let's not discuss that anymore.
I'll discuss that if you look at the picture again.
Nope. Not going to happen. So where were you on this discussion?
Oh, Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Greatest, I almost forgot about
you're
that.
You're saying greatest athlete.
People are saying she's
currently?
The greatest athlete on the planet.
Athlete, do you agree? Or gymnast?
Athlete. Do you agree or disagree?
Way. Disagree.
I'm going to say disagree.
Why? She's doing things no one else has ever done in her sport.
But again, it's just her sport. When you talk about the greatest athlete, it combines lots of sports. So you take the strength of whatever, football, weightlifting, however you want to do that.
You don't think pound for pound she's as strong as other athletes?
The speed of track. You can take all these different things. So with all that being said, I think that being the greatest athlete on the planet would be more endurance-based, too, as well as just the things she can do gymnastics-wise.
So who's the greatest football player?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
How about Bo Jackson? How about him being one of the best athletes ever?
But we're talking about right now.
We're talking about current athletes.
Oh, current.
Yeah. Is she the greatest athlete on the planet right now?
Like, if I think one of the names you throw out immediately
was LeBron, Mike Trout.
Sure. I think Aaron Donald in football, because they say he's actually, for a guy his size, he's actually very ripped up, too.
Okay. So if we're going to take, those are the three greatest from each of their sport.
Right.
And then you add Simone Biles in gymnastics. Pound for pound, you don't think that she's as strong, as agile, and as gifted as an athlete as those three guys?
Am I being sexist if I say that, you say there's the greatest female athlete in the world today and the greatest male athlete in the world?
You're being a sexist, because it's all about if could she do what they do? No. Could they do what she does? No.
Right. But what I'm saying is, but they're,
but if she was 6'3" or whatever,
a lot of the things that they're doing transcends a lot of different sports, as opposed to what she's doing gymnastic wise.
What do you mean,
we don't know.
Transcends a lot
of
different sports.
We don't know if she has speed. We don't know.
The floor exercise, you don't see her running?
Bro. So you're running from one corner of the floor to the other?
The vault? You don't see her sprinting for the vault? She's absolutely fast. You can't be some lumbering ass slow lineman.
I don't
to do
see you
the
with
vault.
A stopwatch telling me what her 40 time is.
Oh, look, I'll Google it.
You
Dude,
go
she's
ahead.
She's 4'8", 104 pounds. She's fast.
And pound for pound, I'm going to give you. For her, for 104 pounds, sure.
Yeah, but imagine if she was 6 foot. And as muscular and gifted and everything. I mean, I think you're just taking to a. And I'm not trying to say this, but I think the fact that she's a woman in a sport that's you don't consider that you're not legitimizing like the rest of the sports.
I think it's a legitimate sport.
I'm not
sport.
Saying you. Yeah. I'm saying in general, we tend to look at gymnastics and go, oh well, it's tumbling. Well, it's not easy either. On a balance beam, do you realize how wide
a
balance beam is?
The agility, the strength.
The parallel bars. You ever tried to flip yourself over on parallel bars?
I'm talking about all of that and giving her full credit. Man. But I'm saying, again, we're talking about all athletic means all encompassing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's tough to pinpoint. You think she's the greatest athlete on the planet right now?
No.
Who is? See, you always do that to me.
Well, you didn't ask me.
Well,
just
I
had
was going to get to it. No, you always just hammered it to me, so I'm throwing it back at you. Well, then who is it?
The greatest athlete on the planet?
Mm-hmm. And don't give me a Formula One racer or some guy that no one knows.
No, I would probably say, what's his name? Sprinter.
Usain Bolt?
Yeah.
He's retired now, isn't he?
Is he? I thought he was still running.
I think he quit.
I don't know. I'm not going to pick one of the three majors, though.
Okay,
I'm not going to pick LeBron or Mike Trout because I think they're the greatest at what they do. But you look at just
I'll tell you what,
a test of athleticism.
LeBron is in great shape.
Hitting a baseball,
LeBron is a hell of an athlete, but LeBron is also older. He's not in his prime anymore.
Yeah,
and I think that means something because LeBron at 6'8", 260, flying, being able to jump like he did, flying through the air with the strength that he had, the endurance, Now you're talking, but now that he's a little bit more on the downside, I don't know that I would say that I would consider him for that.
Well, then who is the best athlete in basketball? Athlete, not best basketball player, best athlete.
I think when you combine the strength and everything like that, he's still in the discussion.
Okay.
I would say there's a guy. Giannis. Look at Giannis is one, but Westbrook's another. Because Westbrook, as muscular and strong as he is, his ability to get up in the air, to his strength, his speed, his quickness, his agility. I'd say Westbrook's in the discussion.
I mean, there's also guys like Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt. I mean, these Olympians that only do it once every 4 years, if they were doing it every Sunday, three times a week, like in basketball.
If you saw them with the frequency that you see
exactly.
the big three,
then
absolutely.
You'd be like, oh, yeah. And remember now, a lot of these sports are more popular overseas, like swimming and gymnastics
soccer.
And stuff.
We don't
see
soccer like people across the pond do. And you see, because endurance-wise, there is no better athleticism than soccer players.
Other than marathon runners.
Well, but it's different because they're doing it at a different speed.
They're faster, usually.
The soccer players are faster.
No.
Oh, the stopping and starting and the explosions, you're maintaining paces in a marathon.
Marathon runners are doing it at 4 minutes a mile for 26 miles. I couldn't even run. Most people couldn't run.
Miles.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
4 minute miles? For the entire marathon?
Yes.
I don't think it's that low.
I don't think so either. That's kind of, for an entire marathon, that's kind of hard to keep up with.
Okay. I think the average for like a marathon runner, a mile for a full marathon is in the fives.
The fastest marathon times, where was it? 2 hours. Even. 2 hours, okay. 10 fastest marathon times on record. Berlin 2018. How do you say that name, Joel?
No, don't drop that in my lap.
Eliud Kipchoge of Kenya.
Okay. I've ordered that before off some food menu.
He ran a 201.39 marathon, which was a 4-minute and 38-second mile.
Wow.
So.
There ain't no 4 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's still pretty. Could you run? That's pretty damn close, though. 4:38.
Name one person that could run a 4-minute and 38-second mile one time. There's not that many in the world that could do it once, much less 26 more times or 25. So that to me is pretty damn difficult.
Oh, I agree.
But I mean, again, it's all perspective.
But now
it's all relative.
People to go bench press 60 pounds on the bench.
They couldn't
they can't
lift that.
Do that.
Yeah.
They're just primed for their sport. That's what I'm saying. When you talk about the greatest athlete, it's athletic ability that transcends their own sport into numerous other sports.
Yeah.
Because I think you could put like an Aaron Donald in a powerlifting competition, and he'd probably hold his own.
Oh, sure. Like a
squats,
weightlifting style.
Deadlifts and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he'd probably hold his own.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think she's certainly up there. I mean.
Oh, no doubt. And again, from a female athletic perspective, because comparing males to females, the strength thing in itself is going to be unfair against her.
Yeah.
She's strong. Pound for pound is a totally different discussion. But if you're just saying, this, you know, having the strength as the greatest athlete.
But she's strong. She's fast. She's agile. I mean, her balance.
Agile. She's mobile.
But her balance, when you think about all those different things. Because some of that exists in these players, right? When you look at a receiver, you're like, okay, they have good balance because they, you know, tiptoe, get 2 feet in bounds, they're fast.
Body
control.
They're
strong,
sure, yeah.
Body control, all those things that you would look for in an athlete. I mean, she has all of that.
And look, I'm not discounting her at all.
I mean, you have, but it's okay.
It's not true. And I really do believe that.
We get it,
that.
Joel. You
I
hate
think
female athletes.
I think that, you know, if we lived in a society where gymnastics was as frequently followed and supported and watched on a weekly basis like football or baseball or basketball, there's no question about it that she'd be at the top of the list anyway because she'd get more exposure that way. Unfortunately, she gets the most exposure every 3.5 to 4 years.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
all right. Astros, I believe, are underway in the first game of a doubleheader.
Yeah, they should be.
So first pitch should be right about now. So we'll see how the Astros go as they got the doubleheader against the White Sox tonight. Grinke on the hill for the first one and Garrett Cole for the second one. So
somebody wanted to know, do we see any other famous sports people around town? Well, before he left, Joel was seeing Keuchel just about every damn day, it seemed like.
Yeah, right in this neighborhood. And when I lived in Midtown, all you got to do is go to the Midtown Randalls. And there was always like the Rocket players and Astros players, because a lot of those guys, especially the single guys, but even a lot of the guys that have families, they live real close to the stadiums. So that was their nearest grocery store. So I would see them in there all the time.
I don't really see a lot. In fact, I don't know.
But you're kind of out of ways. Like you, like Chris Paul, when he first moved to town, was out there.
And again, my wife was behind him at the grocery store. And my sister-in-law, they were grocery shopping together, and they were behind Chris Paul.
You sure your wife and sister-in-law aren't secretly moonlighting for TMZ?
Could be. They should roll on them. They might make some extra money.
At least they're bringing some cake in.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't see a lot outside of when we go to the games or we go and do our job,
right?
Where we meet an athlete somewhere or they're making an appearance. But I don't really run into a lot of athletes.
Yeah, I'm not the single man about town I once was when I used to see a lot of athletes out all the time, but
yeah,
it's a little different now for me. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure I see the Skeeters.
You just don't know.
Yeah. All right. All right. We got one segment to go on the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7, all right here on ESPN 97.5. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. If you need any kind of roof repairs or you're thinking about putting a new roof on your house, there's only one company to call. That's Fitz Roofing. Why, you ask? Well, because they have ratings that are better than anybody else. A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. You can check them out yourself. FITZRoofing.com. Or better yet, if you've got an issue with the roof or you're looking at a new roof and you want to see what it would cost, you get a free no obligation inspection just by calling 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing will come to your place, tell you what they can do, give you the price estimate, and go away. If you want them to come back, you call them back. They are there, and before, during, and after sale, it's customer service and top quality work. They use the best shingles in the business. Those are CertainTeed shingles, so much so they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranties longer than your average roofer. You get the idea. They are the best in the business, and they're right here in Houston. 832-521-3001 or fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, right out of the gates, your Houston Astros take the early 1-0 lead on a Springer dinger.
Ugh.
Hit it all the way to Galveston, Barry.
A George Springer home run. Let's not act stupid.
He hit it to Gurney. That's in Illinois, you know. Just letting you know.
Ugh.
Bases loaded, one out, first inning for the Stros for the hottest hitter in the last 2 months in Major League Baseball.
Yuli.
La Pina.
They walked Yordan Alvarez intentionally to get to Yuli.
See that?
There's
his
the
record
problem.
Was broken already.
Who was? Oh yeah, the
guy for the Reds.
The Reds hit 8 in his first 12 games.
Yeah, I was like, well, if you're Yordan, you can say, man, I mean, my record lasted over time. It transcended. It was there for so long.
Yeah,
this year and it's already broken.
Done.
That's why the people that get all bothered when you say you compare his numbers over the first 50 games to Pujols and Ted Williams. Well, the numbers speak for themselves, but
myself included.
Yeah,
I believe I was trying to be the voice of reason.
For once.
Yeah, he was intentionally walked to load the bases. Let's think about this for a second, Joseph.
Okay.
You've got a kid that hasn't even played 50 games in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And a baseball team is walking him intentionally to load the bases in the first inning of a game with only one out. In order to face the hottest hitter,
that's a good point.
In baseball.
Yeah, it's not just to get deeper down to the bottom of the lineup. Yeah, you're facing a guy that's been just on fire.
Let's set up a double play. Let's bring the hottest hitter in baseball to the plate and when you load the bases. So pretty good amount of respect.
No doubt.
By the book, some of it makes sense. You get the force. You get a force at any base. You set up a double play, this, that, and the other. But you also bring to the plate a guy that could make this 5-0 in the first inning.
And we've talked about this, but the thing is, of all the things that are good about the Astros right now, the fact that there's no weaknesses and you get to the bottom of this lineup and you see Yuli Gurriel and a Josh Reddick who's still hitting above 270.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's still at 270. Yeah, and hovering around there.
I thought he dipped, but maybe.
And whichever one of your catchers who aren't great. But, you know, look, Zach Greinke's already bored. They're already putting up runs, and he's pitching today. So they're showing him in the dugout. But I'm just saying, you go to the bottom of most every lineup in baseball, there's going to be weak spots. And there's really not in this Astros lineup with the exception of catcher.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
I would agree.
Oh, Barry, you got your DP.
Double play.
Hit a laser to third. But
oh, yeah, you're right. Reddick is exactly at 270.
I rest my case.
Well.
Got
lucky.
William, before we get out of here, wants to talk about the best athlete in the world. William, what's up?
William, we don't have to talk about me, buddy. We can talk something else.
I agree. You may be it. I think you opened up a little bit of a hornet's nest because, you know, your initial comparison is Simone Biles, who is unbelievable, by the way. is you go to the normals, which is basketball, baseball, football here in the United States. You did bring up soccer. You know, Ronaldo's amazing. Messi's probably the same size as Simone Biles, and he's amazing. But, you know, you got people you may talk to in France or other parts of the world that say these phenomenal Tour de France riders are the best athletes there are. And I recently watched that show. It's called All or Nothing, and it was about the All Blacks, the rugby team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to talk about some athletes, and they just beat the hell out of everybody in the world. You know, I'm just saying, I don't know how you would determine that, because there's so many popular sports around the world where there's so many phenomenal athletes. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, that's the beauty of it, William, is it's who is yours, William? Who is your – who? If you had to pick one athlete, who's the best athlete in the world?
I couldn't. I really couldn't pick one.
But
I really have no idea. I just enjoy watching the best play the best in their sport. So I enjoy watching rugby. I enjoy watching Tour de France.
Fair enough.
I watch Patrick Mahomes. It's must-see TV for me. I'll watch him over Texans and anybody else. So I just like seeing the best people in the world play, including in golf. So,
oh, okay. Now, you know, we got to hang up on you, William. But you said golf. I'm sorry.
You know I haven't played well, but Mickelson, you know I love golf. Hey, Phil Mickelson, though, don't sleep on him. He's posted videos on Twitter a lot where he lifts weights and...
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets to ride in a cart. No. I'm sorry, William. You were there until you missed... I was giving you rugby and soccer, and then you said golf, and that was too far.
Tiger Woods a hell of an athlete.
Chess?
No. It's not the same. See, and then you're going to get like Trey in here with NASCAR guys.
Oh my God, no! They pee themselves during their event. If you pee pee or poo poo in your pants while you're doing your athletic endeavor,
marathon runners do. You brought up marathon runners. They don't crap the bed, but they crap wherever they have to when they're running. Mm-hmm. Just letting you know,
some of them run in diapers
sometimes.
But usually the ones that are winning aren't pooping themselves.
You don't know that. They're not stopping and going to use the porta john when their time is of the essence.
But it's only 2 hours. You can't hold it in for 2 hours.
Dude, you could try, but there's a scared turtle that's going to be popping at the back door.
It is weird. I saw this funny meme where it said the essence of the meme was essentially it doesn't even matter if you poop right before you go. As soon as you go running, you're going to have to poop.
Mm-hmm.
Tends to happen that way.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. There are some sports that no matter how good you are at that sport, it doesn't make you a great athlete. And golf is one of them.
Joey Chestnut.
That's not even a sport.
Well, some people think it is.
No. Competitive eating is not a sport.
All right, I'm just telling you that some people think it is.
You can't take something that we do to survive.
But people bet on it. People...
No.
Okay.
That's... No. No, it's not a sport.
All right.
It's bowling? Just not.
Bowling?
It's a game.
See, this is where you get in. He's right. We do. You do get into a hornet's nest because now everybody's going to nitpick everything.
But you're going to tell me that there is a single bowler on this planet that would be considered one of the greatest athletes?
No, I'm not.
And no
not
one
from the bowling capital of the world.
Anyone that said that would just be trying to be cantankerous and be, take the opposite position on something. There's no way.
It's funny too how society has changed, because it used to be whoever won the decathlon,
right?
Like Bruce Jenner back in the day when he won the decathlon. Yeah, but people thought that was the symbol of the best athlete on the planet.
And somebody texted it was like, "What about CrossFit?" They were like, "Well, they do all those." I mean, it's basically like, you remember Field Day back in elementary school?
Yeah.
Don't start telling me. I mean, I realize CrossFit is hard. I did CrossFit for a while when I was training. That's just working out. That's really all it is. Just because you can do a monkey bars and some pull-ups that don't even look like pull-ups. No, I'm not going there. You don't get qualified as the best athlete in the world because you can win Field Day.
Now, I will say this, and I don't know if this is the case or not, but if she isn't, meaning Simone Biles, if she isn't in the next little set of inductees into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame, something maybe askew.
We don't even have enough time.
We don't have enough time, but I'm just saying.
Don't get me started. I'll end up with another email in my inbox.
An individual worthy of being in the next class.
I'll have another email in my inbox.
How did she get your email anyway? She straight emailed you directly? Did she copy anybody?
We all were on the committee for voting for all the awards, so it wasn't that hard to find.
Yeah.
Barry just wasn't getting him for a while because he put all of it into the junk folder.
Somebody texted us.
Wait, you didn't deny that.
Somebody said I peed my pants in football. I was a two-way starter. I've seen people pee their pants in football before.
We've heard about it.
Yeah.
Travis Johnson did not hide the fact that that's what he did.
Amazon B's brother said, bro, greatest athletes in the world are cornholers.
I got to tell you, and I was telling Barry in the break.
Nice callback, my friend.
The one thing that
nice
I forgot
callback.
To mention with that national championship cornhole thing yesterday that really cracked me up was the fact that they were going, Billy Ray has experienced some rotator cuff stiffness and some back spasms. So he's had to take it a little easy in the training this week. I go, he throws a beanbag. And you're going to tell me about his rotator and his back spasms? Get out of here.
Somebody said, Barry, I burn 2,000 calories every golf outing. When do you burn 2,000 calories? First of all, don't lie.
What are you doing?
You don't burn 2,000
calories. Running around the golf course or playing golf?
Bro, I'll go run 3 miles and burn like 250 to 300 calories.
I just told you that last night I
burned 2,000 calories playing golf.
I ran 35 miles on the treadmill with the 4.5% grade.
Yeah.
And that it said I burnt 700 calories. So you're telling me that you're going to run for what? An hour and some? And you're not even there yet? And in golf, what are you doing? Endurance golf? Are you sprinting with the bag every shot and playing like 150 holes?
No way. No way. You are a liar, sir and or ma'am. There's no way.
And water weight doesn't count if you're sweating.
Yeah, 2,000 calories playing golf. If that were the case, Phil Mickelson wouldn't play in a sports brawl.
I'm telling you, don't sleep on him. Watch some of the videos lately. He's actually stronger than you think. And I've been the first one to say he does have moobs.
He does.
But he's got some, Terry, you know,
he's got some sweet calves.
If you look at his calves, yeah, those calf lifts he was doing, I was like, dude, I don't think I can do that.
Got some pretty sweet calves. Go burn
2,000
calories.
All right, tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday.
Get out of here.
Nick and I already submitted our lists. Barry's we're waiting on.
We'll see what happens.
Songs involving appreciation and thank yous for the listener appreciation party Thursday night. We appreciate you guys, the suspects. So hopefully you'll be back tomorrow and the rest of the week. And every weekday, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.